It's time again for Utah StoryCorps, everyday people sharing their stories at the StoryCorps recording booth in Vernal. In an attempt to help his sister Tamara deal with bouts of depression, Chad Hamlin invites her, his niece Sienna, and his cousin Gwenna to take up cross-country skiing.
And I didn't know what else to do, so one day I called and said, hey, do you want to go skiing? I could bring some skis up.
Let's plan a trip in. And I said the yurt, but you said guard station because it's a little flatter.
That's right. And the plan was that I would leave the other three behind. I would ski into the guard station, and I would drop off the food there, and then I would come back to help. And if Sienna needed a ride, then she could ride in the sled and go. Tamara called on the radio and said, Sienna's had it. She doesn't want to go any further. She'd already skied. How far did you ski, Sienna?
I had already skied 3 miles.
Like about 3 miles for a little 6.5-year-old, which was great. I said, okay, change of plans. I went back, and they were a ways behind. And we loaded Sienna in, and then I said, maybe I can take off ahead and get Sienna in, and then you guys can catch up. So I took off down the slope, and it was pretty wild ride. And I was worried about Sienna because I thought that she's probably cold. But I remember when I knew you were okay, Sienna?
Yeah, I remember that you were going down, and I don't know if you hit a bump or something, but all of a sudden you just started slipping, and you tried to catch yourself, but then you ended up just totally falling and face-planting into the snow.
I could hear Sienna laughing and thought it was funny, and so that made me feel good to know that Sienna was still able to laugh and was okay. So we continued on our way, but as I went, it was getting more and more uneasy about it not looking right, not looking familiar. And I looked around and couldn't see any guard station anywhere. I was looking with my headlamp. And I called back to Tamara and said, Tamara, I don't want to upset you, but I'm down to the bottom. There's no guard station. And Tamara said, what?
Said, you're kidding, right?
You're kidding.
No.
And I was like, yeah, you said that? You're kidding. I'd forgotten that. And I said, no, I'm serious. Like, luckily, I found out later, Gwenna's radio wasn't working, so she couldn't hear our conversations about not knowing where we were.
It was a good thing she couldn't hear it.
It was a good thing she couldn't hear the uneasiness. Anyway, I had Sienna on my back. I remember we started walking up, and there's this little stock pond thing, and we hiked up the pond bank, and then we could see it. Do you remember seeing the guard station up there?
I could just see like a little
kind of outline that didn't look natural, and I said, I think that's it, Sienna, I think that's it. And so, and then we skied up, and sure enough, there was a guard station. So I called Tamara and said, I found it, it's here.
I remember I was crying, and I said, I want my mommy.
And I have to go to the bathroom, I want my mommy. And at that point, I said, oh, no.
I also remember I was in tears and everything, and Austin, you said, look at the stars. You can see them so good. Look at the stars.
In desperation, I noticed that you could see the stars were amazing, and so I pointed up, and I started pointing out, like, there's the Little Dipper. There's the Big Dipper. There's the Little Dipper. There's the North Star, and look at that one. And immediately, you quit crying, and you started going, oh, wow. Oh, wow. And that stalled for time while Tamara got up there. You're tired. I said, here's Sienna. She needs to go to the bathroom.
I said, okay, I'll take her. But I said, Gwen is back there and she is mad.
She's mad. I don't want to go back down there, but I knew I had to. Gwen has said a lot of things that were very unhappy at that time. And the one that stands out is she said, I am never, ever, ever going on another adventure with you, ever. We got her up to guard station, got her in there. And it was amazing as she warmed up and sat down and rested and got something to eat, how her mood changed. And
yeah, pretty soon we were all pretty happy. And by the next day, we were planning up the adventure for the next year.
None of this would have really happened if
had gone through the depression.
Experience with
yes.
depression, because it gives you something fun to look forward to. So there's the thinking about it in the future, there's the adventure while you're doing it, and then there's the memories looking back at it.
Yeah,
and
it's been good all the way around.
Support for this segment of the Utah StoryCorps Project is made possible in part by our members and Memory Mark, helping families to preserve and relive precious memories that help keep us connected to the people we love. Information at memorymark.com.